I'm Alex Nicholas, Director of Federal Sales for Nitro Technologies and a member of the AFSCEA Technology Committee. I have the honor of presenting some of our distinguished speakers today, and really expect this event to broaden the knowledge base and information of IPv6 and the transformation throughout the government. I would like to mention that this was heavily supported by AFSCEA and want to commend their hard work and dedication to putting this on, and also the involvement of Command Information, ANVCOM, and Keystone Technology Group for supporting this with their knowledge on IPv6. And with that, I have the pleasure of introducing retired Vice Admiral Herb Brown, CEO and President of AFSCEA International. Thank you. And I throw it to you.
One of the joys in life is being introduced by a young professional who is going to dedicate his time and his life to what we do in this room, and thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. IPv6, mandate to mission. I agree that we need to thank ANVCOM, Command Federal, and Keystone Technology. Thank you for working with the Technology Committee at AFSCEA International to do this. I can't think of a more important subject in Washington, D.C. today. The sponsors, thank you all very much. I see your exhibits around here, and we'll get over there, and we'll spend some time with you, and thanks for being here, and thanks for sponsoring today's event. It really is key. We need you. There is more government attendance in here today than there is industry. That is unusual. That means that you've got the message, government. Industry will get the message before long. Thank you for being here. I ran into Admiral Tuttle when I walked in, and I thought of some other mandates that have come from the government in the past that were failures. I mean, the first one, you know, when we were going to do ADA, and we're going to say that we're all got this language we're going to use, and we alone in DOD are going to use it, and we don't care about academia and industry, and it failed. IPv6 is the opposite of that. We're saying, industry, don't tell us what you can do. Tell us what you have done, and let us purchase it for the benefit of the American taxpayer. So thank you for the vision of doing that mandate, and thank you for the mission. We have the opportunity to do it right through the dialogue that will go on here and other forum like this. We need to make sure that we understand not only the requirements of the mandate, we need to understand the acquisition policies and the acquisition procedures in order to move the mandate forward. So I compliment all of you for being here, because I can't think of a more important subject for us to be discussing. And I think that we're going to make a great deal of progress because of your involvement. When you get the opportunity to ask questions, ask questions. It's a full day. It is an absolutely cram full day. But when you get the opportunity to ask questions, ask questions. And I would ask you to ask questions instead of going through your bio. If you'll do that for us, it'll really, really serve all of us well. When you have a question of the speaker, ask a question and then let the speaker give you the answer. So with that, a little bit of administrative. A pleasure for me to introduce Dr. John McManus. We've been talking here for a minute, and Dr. McManus is the Deputy Chief Information Officer and Chief Technology Officer for the Department of Commerce. He joined the Department of Commerce from NASA, where he had similar positions. He's worked in industry. I think notably, I jumped out to me was Lucent and Bell Labs. He's got a PhD in computer sciences from William and Mary. And I think that as I looked at his bio and I talked to him for a minute after I got through talking to him about the Tidewater area, I decided that if I'm going to describe him, I would say that he's innovative, he's smart as the Dickens, and he's a patriot. Dr. John McManus.